Well, hello, people. I really don't know where to begin today. I had a study ready. Then I thought about it. And I don't want to sound like this old antiquated guy that really doesn't have too much to share with you today. So I'm going to share a little bit with you what I'm going to talk about. This won't even be 30 minutes. Not really. It's not about the hype about the virus and what's happening in our country. Let me say this. We've seen movies over the years predicting this. Who puts movies together? Hollywood. But who puts the ideas together? Why is it that each of us has these huge screens in our house, these TV screens, right? Mounted on the wall, sitting on the coffee table, huge. And if you do the scientific research, the government that runs each country can look right through hitting a button and having a code from that screen. They can look right in your home and see you and hear what you're saying. Okay, Big Brother is watching you. I'm just going to keep it plain. I'm not going to try to give you some pretty cleaned up Christian message about I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Hell no, it is not. Now, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy, and I used to share this information with the people that I pastored for years. Oh, they sat out there and they laughed at me. Oh, John, you crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. That's not going to happen to us. Come on. This is the United States. Wait, hold it. We are part of human regiment, and the regimentation dictates that our time is about up for America. Now, granted, if they come up with a cure for this thing before the thousands and thousands and thousands of people die, they could have come up with a cure months ago, because they knew that it was going to take place. And please, I gotta say this, don't send me any more clips about watching the late night talk shows and listen to the paid comedians that you've made millionaires clown you about stuff that's serious. Oh, God, help us. There's so much stuff out there, and it's not about knowing what to believe. Like I told you, I'm not going to go out and hoard food, toilet paper, or anything. I'm running out of everything here in the house. The only thing I want to go to the store and get, seriously, are some Fritos, because I have a taste for some Fritos and some chili beans. Ooh-wee! I sure would like to have that. Have a Frito chili bean party and drink some La Croix. Lime. Naturally essenced sparkling water. Have a little green salad also. I'm reading you. I'm reading from the people in my family. They're starting to freak a little bit. What's the problem? Now, I'm doing absolutely everything I can to be safe. I hope that you are. But let me share with you just a few facts about God and about how we need to stop calling on Him, since the whole damn nation and turn their back on Him. And for those of you that's striking out against, you know, some people are even on the internet blaming the gay people or the millennials. You know, you're completely out of your mind. This had nothing to do with them. People are always going to be people. How do you gain the respect of God? Or if you want it, if you even see it necessary, do we really fear God? Do we? Not only as a people, but as a nation. Do we view God in the same way that people that claim they viewed God years ago? Not now, not in America. Because see, whenever the index, the money index goes down, we start saying crap like, Lord have mercy. For what? God doesn't care anything about the economic system of this country, or this government, or this world. Do we in this modern era have a balanced concept of God? Do we offer human adoration through respect for the nature of God? No, we don't. No, we don't. I had a text, and a text, that is, the text is the thing that guides us in our study. You can't talk about something unless you're talking about that something from a particular place. And so since I'm talking about respect of God, and I don't have to be here all day talking with you about that, it should come from a place, from the Bible. Now, the place that I want to read from is Acts chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. I'm sorry, that was Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Let me get my focus right. Listen to what it says. Now, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian cohort. In other words, he was a commander over 100 Roman soldiers, the best, the elite police force of first century Christianity. Verse 2 says that he was a devout man, one who feared God with all of his household and gave many alms, that is, donations, to the Jewish people and prayed to God continually. And that's the text that I'm coming from. Here we have a man that had acquired godly respect. And all you have to do is go to the verses, read the verse, or take this little sound bite back and so that you can re-listen and then ask yourself, do you view God like that? Because the text informs us that this character in the first century, Cornelius, was a God-fearing man. Phobeo, in other words, phobia. That's where we get our term phobia from when it says God-fearing, God-phobeo. In other words, being afraid of God in the right frame of mind. We play with God. We say things like, on God, you know. Man, you plan. Many of you grew up with an idea of godly respect, but since you got grown and got into a place of making money, you've kind of thrown that off. I understand. Listen. He feared God so much that he was stricken with reverential admiration for the divine. That's what I'm talking about. Reverential admiration. In other words, I admire God. I admire God from just, man, enjoying the sunshine. The intent of Cornelius's life was to live in constant awe and respect before God. Why don't we do that? Why don't we sound like that? I'll tell you why, because we Americans, and listen, I heard a black comedian on his little talk show in the morning downing the president, D.L. Hooley, or Hugley, or whatever his name is, because I don't listen to stuff or to people like that. If you listen to the piece, you have to come to realize that this plan of cutting down the population, and look who's dying in Italy, all the old people. Have you ever seen anything like it? Look at those hospitals filled up, people dying. Basically, they're suffocating on this, on their own juices from their lungs. It's a horrible way to die. And they can't stop it. And we say, oh God, save my grandmother, save my father, save my old auntie or my Uncle Bud. You know what? You need to stop it. Before any of us can attempt to answer the question whether we fear God in a world view, we have to ask, do we even know how to approach God? And who is he anyway? As a matter of fact, some of these clowns will tell you they're gods. I had a young man, not 23, told me God has spoken to him and told him this and that. I just had to tell him, I don't know the God you're talking about, because he's never revealed to me this and that. So it all depends upon the way you looking at who this God figure is. First of all, I see in verses 1 and 2 that God desires that his creation, that is man, because nature and animals already fear him. We're the only creature that doesn't. That's why we're being affected so harshly. We won't respect God. Man, we every president that was living in that White House was screwed up. Them, their families, their wives, all of them are messed up. See, this hate is still boiling and all over. And you see, it's, and guess who they use to spew the hate? The few that they give money to. The celebrities. We find ourselves listening to celebrities instead of listening to the true preacher. I believe that God states one of the reasons that men would not respect him is because of a problem in their hearts. See, your heart is messed up. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29. What? Some of you are offended already? Of course you are. I ain't going to that Bible. White man wrote that Bible. Black man wrote that Bible. That Bible is full of errors, blah, 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 blah. Go to Deuteronomy 5, 29 and shut your stupid mouth. Tired of you disrespecting the word of God. This verse says, oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me. This is God speaking. And keep all my commandments. How long? Always. That it may be well with them and with their sons forever. See, it's well with me because I respect God. I'm not concerned about dying, getting the virus, and all that, because it's well with me. I respect. Deuteronomy 5:29 tells you, for this reason, man cannot and will not keep his commandments. In that verse, he says, they won't do what I told them to do. For this reason, these men are not living well in their lives. And their children will be visited with harm because of the parents. Man, look at this. Stay-home parents got to stay home and do work. And then I'm listening to adults that don't even know how to stay home without freaking out. Old people stay home all the time. You don't see us freaking. Oh, my goodness. Men, by virtue of their depraved conditions, have rejected the fear that God requires of them. Go back to Deuteronomy in the Old Testament and go to chapter 10 and look at verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. You want a Bible study, right? You don't want somebody clowning. See, that's your problem. You go into them churches where these Negroes and these white grows and brown grows and yellow grows are clowning you. Deuteronomy, I said, 10 and 12. It says, and now Israel, just put your name in there. Fear the Lord your God and walk in all of his ways and love him. And to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You see what this saying is saying? Do you, wait, you think that hating Donald Trump is serving God? Oh no, arrogance. You want him here. I know you're going to turn me off. You're going to check with your preacher on what I said, right? See, that's your problem. You got paid hirelings talking with you. They're only telling you that they're going to tell you sweet things. I never was that kind of a preacher. I remember a woman came into the church and asked me, could I read minds? I said, are you crazy? No. I said, but if you want to screw that man over there, go ahead and do it. I have nothing to do with that foolishness. Oh, man, the requirement begins with fearing him. Deuteronomy 10:12, you can see it. And then we show our fear by walking in his ways. All this I see in that verse. Also by loving him as God. See, this is something that you got to find yourself doing. And finally, by serving him all of your days. I'm still serving him. 76 years old and still giving Bible studies on my website. And reading all these comments coming on my phone and on my computer all day. People are faithless, shipwrecked faithless. Men need to undertake the advice of fear of their Creator. You don't believe me yet, do you? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4. You may be saying, man, how did you do this? Well, I studied, and years ago I put this study together. Deuteronomy 13, 4 says, you shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling to him. Now, I talk and get excited. I want to read verse 5. Look what verse 5 says. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, that's what I call these people, that's lying to you and giving you a line of bullshit. Because that's what they're giving you, bullshit. During these difficult times, people, y'all need to straighten up. Look at verse 5. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has counseled rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, to seduce you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall purge the evil from amongst you. That is the kind of Bible I've been reading my whole life. Now, this new kind of religion you trying to put out here, everything's going to be all, you're out of your damn mind. And I'm just talking to you in the real, because, you know, you're going to be listening to these slap happy pappy talk shows and get your favorite heroes, and the issue confronting you is you have not come clean with God. Walking after him and keeping, obeying, and serving and cleaving is what we need to be doing. And until this whole world does it, I don't care what they call their God, but they better respect them. They Buddhists, Muslims, whatever their religion is, you better look to God. Right? God himself always provide a man with the choice to do something. There's something that you got to do. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14. That is also in the Old Testament. What's the matter? You don't like this? You really don't like this, do you? See, I understand, because it's authoritarian. In other words, what I am asking you to do is to humble yourself. I'm going to take my time on you. I'm asking you to humble yourself down and to look up to God. Okay? When you turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 14, it starts with the proposition, if I don't choose to fear him, I shall suffer the total consequences of that. And that's how come I'm not suffering from this virus stuff. And I don't mean from the illness, because if I get it, I'm just going to go in there and die. That's all. I was looking at World News tonight, and the sound man, one of their engineers, sound man, a black man, worked with him for years, got the virus and died. Anybody can get that and die. Just look at World News tonight on last night's news. Nobody's exempt. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 11, here we see in the King James Version, it says, fear is better rendered than reverence here. Because you see, if I fear God, I reverence everything about him with the life of obedience. And that's activity. Somebody put up a clip on the internet that, you know, a spring break, and somebody said that the gays are out there dancing around on the beach and all that stuff. Well, the governors of that state just need to close the beach down. But these young people, see, they have no fear of God in them. And I'm going to tell you something. The only thing that each of us have is our lives. And if you don't fear God, that life will be short. My days begin with the choice as I reflect upon God. You can see that in Psalms chapter 4, verse 4. I'm not going to quote all these because my time is running out. And I wish I could spend a lot of time in here. What did I say? I said Psalms 4 and 4. It reads like this: tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Did you hear what the Word of God said? Tremble. Shut up. Meditate in your... Shut up. I don't like being at home. I don't like watching my children. That's your problem. That's your problem. Follow the rules. A lot of people don't like Trump and his administration because they're given some rules. And you just so used to being footloose and fancy free. Shut the hell up and follow directions. See, when a man reverences God in his rightful place, then God will protect that man. Now, I'm gonna give this to you. Oh, my goodness, I'm 25 minutes into this thing already, and I had no idea. Psalms 34. Stay in the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 34. Turn over there with me. You haven't dug that Bible out yet? Yeah, I know. You know, when I look at this, and I'm not going to be... let me just quote verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear him and rescues them. Now, that's a famous verse that a lot of black people in black churches like to use. Angel of the Lord is encamped around... Not if you disobedient to God. No angelic beast are encamped around you to protect you. You running footloose, fancy free. And I'm not talking about going to church and giving your 10%. Flip that. You don't have to go to church and give no money to confront God. What do I see in this verse? There's a sense of divine guardianship offered to the person that will not frustrate the cause of God. I also see the God manifesting himself in this manner to those that fear him alone. He's not manifesting himself to people like people that be hating the president and white racists, black racists, and Chicano racists and all that stuff. See, and if you're part of that group, don't try to encourage the Lord to do a damn thing for you. I'm serious. Because you're embarrassing the divine Godhead. That God is mediating for me. That God charges angel with the care of the people that respect them. That these angels minister only to those that are living right and loving God. Some important facts to consider about this fearing of God. That our activity does not draw God's attention to us until we what? Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I'm God. See, you're not going to meet God on any playing field when you out there screaming your will to be done. No, you want his to be done. The true result of a God-fearing attitude is what it causes. Psalm 99:1 says, it causes you to tremble. To tremble. Ain't nobody trembling in America. Wait till all these coffins start rolling down the street. They're trying to say, you know what? That's a hard charge to tell everybody to stay put. Mm-hmm. There is nothing less than a blessing to the man that fears. Now let me say this right now. We've got to develop a healthy view of what to fear. Because in most cases, we're fearing the doctors. We're fearing what they're telling us. Oh, well. In conclusion, I got to skip a lot of this because I said I'm going to end it in about 30 minutes and I'm about there. Cornelius, in this example that I use in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, is the example of a man who was not ashamed to demonstrate godly reverential fear. Today we're challenged to do that by this Bible study. We show our admiration towards the truth of the text as we develop a disposition of respect for God and not disrespect that's thrown the whole world out of the pocket. We ought to take these scriptures and apply them to our lives and seek to develop a conscious recognition of personal godly fear. And then when it's personal, then you share that with your family. Get them to get it. And you will see God literally changing everything and putting you as a person of prospect in his sight. That's what God wants to do. We also show our admiration by participation. Therefore, all of us should participate in a regulatory lifestyle that demands a daily devotion and application to godly fear. And lastly, we are to live a life of example. Americans don't want to do that. I must exemplify that godly fear is for those who may not know how it looks. And once they see you demonstrating how it looks to them, oh baby, everything's going to be all right. Thanks for coming to my website for the Pastor's Bible Study number 2.